bleed red.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah, the podcast where we regurgitate popcorn into a spit bucket and then throw it at the Queen.
That's a new one.
Literally, that just came out of my mouth. Isn't that wonderful?
Straight into the bucket. Headed for the Queen.
She fucking loves it. She
fucking loves it.
What are we talking about today, Tom?
Talking about bloody Hook. Literally finished the film. Started the Skype call.
Yeah, Hook, what did you think, man?
It's real good, isn't it?
Oh, yay! See, I was scared that Tom wasn't going to like it, because when I was watching it, I was messaging Tom, because I was literally crying throughout the entire film. Just, I was so, like, charmed by, like, everything. I was just, in like, seriously, like, bawling my eyes out, and then, like, proper, like, you know, like, my, like, upturned blubber lip, like, because I was crying so much. Yeah, I loved it. And I wasn't expecting to, because it's been about 20 years since I last saw it. So I thought, oh, I bet this is going to be another film that ends up shit now I watch it as an adult. But no, I was really pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, so was that. I mean, I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And it's real good. Start to finish. I know, there's a little bit like, you know, love is the answer and all that, like, kind of cheesy little bit like saccharine standard stuff. But like, yeah. You kind of expect it from a film like that.
Yeah, and even like the spits are like super, super cheesy and like overly sweet and that kind of thing. Like, it's because of the world it's set in, like, I buy into it.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I just, yeah, it gave me all the feels.
It gave me some of the feels.
It gave Tom as many feels as his humanoid mechanics will allow him.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, also, tell me if my impression was accurate now of that woman.
Well, you didn't... You were like, and they were screaming.
Yeah.
And she says, the children were screaming.
Oh, sorry, I forgot a word.
You got the wording slightly wrong, I must say.
Yeah, other than that, it was spot on, right?
Yeah, I'll give you it.
Anyway, fucking hell, we open on a play in some fucking dusty little high school. And it's a little shit kids play where they're doing Peter Pan, Peter fucking Pan.
Fucking Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids are obviously shit.
Yeah, so much so that they're literally like, the teacher is feeding like the little girl the lines. And I was like, man, if you ain't ready, just don't fucking put the show on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was terrible.
I mean, I know they're kids, but come on.
There are some times when the show simply must not go on. Anyway, so fucking in the audience watching his daughter is Robin Williams and his wife, who I feel like is a famous British actress, but I've never seen her in anything else.
No, I mean, I don't recognise her either.
Yeah, and his son, who's called Jack.
Yes, Jack Pan.
But yeah, Peter gets a business call and Jack's like, oh man, but you're meant to come to my fucking baseball game tomorrow. And Peter's like, oh, I will, I promise I'll be there.
Yeah, classic. It's not the beginning of every 90s film starring man with you know, with theme of like love and family conquers all. Young son has baseball game, dad promises to be there, isn't there.
So fucking true. Yeah, but yeah, so the next day comes and business at work is too businessy, so Peter
it's,
can't
it's
make
it's
it
way
in
too
time.
Businessy.
Yeah. And Peter fucking shows up at the baseball game and it's already finished. And Jackie's like, way disappointed. As you would be. Do you know what? A tip to any dads out there is like 95% of being a good dad is just showing up on time and showing up when you say you're going to show up. Just fucking get those two things right and you'll be pretty golden, I promise you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Anyway, so yeah, but they're, because they got to fly to London because Peter hasn't seen his, like, I don't know, foster mother, I guess, in quite
a while. Yeah, I mean, they call her Granny Wendy.
Yeah. But yeah, she does exactly what a foster mum does, I guess. Like, she keeps the kids for a bit and then throws them into the back of a truck where another family awaits.
Exactly.
Says, toodaloo.
Leaves them out on the curb for the garbage man to come and pick up.
Yes. And the garbage man drops him off at an unsuspecting family and says, bye. Yeah. He's like, oh, fuck.
Exactly, a foster mum.
So yeah, he's not been back home for a while. So yeah, him and the family are flying to London for Christmas to see Granny Wendy.
Yes.
It's fucking Maggie Smith, who has never been young.
I know. I thought they must have like made her look even older.
Yeah,
because she can't have been that old since then. She'd be
dead. No, she's like 80 something now, so I think she's probably in her 50s then.
When do you know what year was this?
This is like 91, I think.
Ah.
So yeah, she must have been like in her 50s. Even so, for her 50s, she still looks pretty old.
Yeah,
but I guess like it's just that thing.
Yeah, she looks very old.
Anyway, so they knock at the door in London, a lovely London townhouse which no one can afford now.
Yeah, except old people who've lived there forever.
Yeah. If you've lived there since 1910, you got it for a shilling and a sixpence, and now it's worth 24 million.
Oh, believe God. Me, all of your family are salivating at the thought of your death.
Yeah. Oh, God, they knock at the door, and Liza, the housekeeper, and Toodles, who is Wendy's brother, I guess.
Yeah, is that who? Is he either John or Michael, then?
What?
Because that was... It was Wendy, John, and Michael were the original Peter Pan kids.
Weren't there more kids than that?
Well, there was all the Lost Boys as well.
No, but weren't there more, like, more darling kids?
I don't think so. I think it was just the three of them.
Okay, then, yeah, he must be one of those. But then when he touches the tree later on in the film, doesn't it have, like, the actual name of Toodles? And then...
Oh, yeah, it does. Good point. Yeah, so he must have... Yeah, he must be something else.
Just an additional child.
Yeah.
To be fair,
oh, well, yeah,
Peter
he was just one of the Lost Boys, wasn't he, that Wendy took back with him?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, because when Matey Boy gives him his marbles back, he tells him that.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah, so Toodles, who is, we don't know it yet, but he's a lost boy who is meant to be in a home right now, but Wendy thought it too cruel. But he's currently looking for his marbles because he's lost them.
Oh, how quaint.
Yes, and Peter's like, let's go get your marbles. Gives him a pot of yogurt and a bowie knife.
That'll clear up that infection.
Yeah. Fucking hell. But yeah, like Peter gets another business call later that night. And the
yeah.
kids are
And like, I know he's been neglecting his family, but to be fair, a $5 billion deal, they can fucking wait.
Yeah, the kids were being unruly, and he was right to shout at them. But the wife was, I thought she had a really good point when she had the little like speaking to him afterwards. And
yes,
was like,
she does.
Her little speech to him was very good, I thought.
I thought it was very good as well. And she does have a valid point that there's only a few years where the kids are going to want to spend time with him, and he's missing it. But at the same time, there's a lot of backstory of him constantly missing things and always prioritizing work. So she's kind of at her last straw. Yeah. But it does kind of always slightly irk me that in these films, it's always like work is the bad guy. And it's like, well, where do you think the fucking roof over your head comes from?
That's very true. Yeah. But I feel like he's working just to get more. They
yeah.
really have a pretty cushy life. Do you know what I mean? So he's making work. I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. It you know.
I mean, it's about striking the balance, really, isn't it? And I guess if the balance is tipping too strongly,
I think
one
very
way.
Few people actually get the balance right, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, which is why everyone has daddy issues. Anyway, so fucking the reason they're actually in town is to go to a like dinner for Wendy because she's being honoured because they're opening up like a special massive orphanage. In honor of Wendy's name, right? Or is it like a hospital?
Yeah, opening? It's something like that, isn't it?
It's an orphan hospital.
Hospital run by orphans.
Yes, run by chimps and orphans. No one knows what the fuck's going on.
But the chimps are all dressed in little tuxedos.
So yeah, they go to the dinner and stuff like that, and the kids are like tucked in that a night, and while they're at the dinner, fucking scary shit happens at the house.
Oh, yeah. Big, ominous, foreboding storm outside.
Yeah. And then the fucking children's bedroom window is blasted open with a spooky green light and their covers are ripped from them. And in creeps the decrepit body of Jimmy Savile. They're like, ah! Fucking hell. And yeah, at the dinner, like, a cold wind rips through like the dining hall and Wendy has a little like episode, I guess.
Yeah, which at her age.
Yeah, at her age, a chill wind could fucking split open your back and cause you to crumple in upon yourself like a termite-ridden hat post.
Oh, always with the rich imagery.
So yeah, they arrive back home and the door's been smashed in and fucking there's like slice marks all up the wall. When they see Liza cowering in the stairway, she's like, ah! All the lights went out, and then the children were screaming, and they were screaming.
Exactly like that. You don't even need to watch that bit of the film now.
God, what I love is that she was cowering in the hallway instead of calling the police.
Yeah. She was just overwhelmed.
Yeah, she was practicing. She was like, I've been waiting my whole life to have a dramatic moment like this. Anyway, they fucking go into the kids' room and then on the back of the kids' wardrobe is a note from Captain Hook.
Yeah. Your presence is requested at the behest of your children or something. All the best.
And lots of love.
Lots of love.
Jack Hook, comma, Captain. Or is it James Hook?
James Hook,
yeah. And so they call the police... i.e. Phil Collins, who shows up, and that's Phil Collins.
Is it really Phil Collins?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I just think it's a bit of a cruel joke, considering, you know, the family history.
Yeah, I thought he was quite good, actually.
Yeah, he was fine. And then Peter was like, oh, fuck. So, like, obviously everyone's distraught and... shit like that.
And well, yeah, there's a little scene at Wendy's bedside.
Yeah, she's like, pass me my book, and he passes it to her, and she's like, okay, so this is 50 Shades of Grey. I want you to read it to me in vivid detail
and remember, Peter.
Yes.
Remember how we met.
Remember when you said that my cervix was like a clenched fist.
It's not anymore, Peter.
No, it's like a battered and used Sainsbury's bag for life. But yeah, she's like, remember who you are, Peter. Can you remember anything before the age of 12? And he's like, no. And then she's like, this is who you are. And she shows him a picture of fucking Peter Pan from the book of Peter Pan. Well, the book's called Peter and Wendy, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. So she shows him the picture of him and he's like, man.
He like calls for his wife straight away. I think he thinks that maybe Wendy is just going a bit senile.
Yeah, I mean, she is like 105 now.
Yeah, exactly. As we have established.
Yeah. So, yeah, so then he runs upstairs and has a little like potter around his kid's room. Then a little fucking flashy ball of light comes in.
Yeah. Starts squirting little bits of shiny pee in his face.
Yes. And he's like, it tastes all minty. She's like, that's fairy pee. He's like, what does fairy poo taste like? She's like, chocolate pudding. But that's fucking Julia Roberts. She sort of gives him like a little talk about who he is. And he's like, man, I've truly lost my marbles. I'm like Toodles.
Maybe if I find his marbles.
Maybe my marbles and his marbles have run away together. And if I find them all, then we'll all be happy and my kids will return like magic.
Yes.
No, he falls over and knocks himself out and tinks like, this is my chance. And she scoots him up in a duvet and flies him to Neverland.
Yes, she kidnaps him.
Yes. What a lovely word for such a dastardly thing.
Yes, two pleasant words combined to make a very unpleasant word.
Oh, God. So, yeah, he fucking wakes up basically in Neverland in a pirate port.
Yeah. And I kind of... Why did she drop him off there?
That's a good question. Why did she just drop him off with the Lost Boys?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose that is where his kids are.
That's probably exactly why she dropped him off. Yeah. Yeah.
We got to the bottom of it.
So yeah, like he sort of is obviously like, where the fuck am I? And he has run-ins with like the various pirates who are surrounding him because he doesn't know who he is. So Tink's like, here, just put this on and just try and blend in. So he dresses like a pirate. He dresses like, for those of you who've seen Muppet Treasure Island, he dresses like Blind Pierre.
Blind Pierre.
Yeah. Then he arrives on fucking Hook's ship and we're introduced to Hook.
Yes. Who, it was like, I literally had to get to almost the end of the film and Google who the actor was.
Oh, you didn't know it was Dustin Hoffman?
No, I didn't recognise it as Dustin Hoffman at all.
I guess he is pretty, like, heavily made up. Like, he doesn't look like himself at all.
Yeah, no, he doesn't really. And also, it's because he does a very good English accent, with the exception of a couple of vowel sounds, and I was like, I'm sure that's an American actor. So I Googled who it is, and it obviously is.
Yeah, and Hook's like, I've summoned Peter Pan. Hopefully he should arrive soon because I have his kids. And finally, I'll be able to get my vengeance and prove that I truly am the Dark Lord. And everyone's like, clappy, clappy, clappy. And he's like, don't clap, it offends me. They're like, sorry. Anyway, so yeah, he hoists like Peter's kids up in a net. And then Peter's like, that's my kids. No. That's my son. That's my boy.
Your kids.
Yours? Yes. Yours? Yes. No, couldn't be.
Yes, they're my kids.
You're Peter Pan. No, I'm Peter, whatever his name is.
I can't quite work out if it's like panning or banning or manning.
I think it's banning. Peter banning.
Yeah.
Like, no, surely not. And Smee's like, no, it's him, sir. I checked his ID. I got his medical records. I got his whatevers.
I got his whatevers in a pouch right here.
Yeah, look. And he's like, oh, you found my marbles. Like, yes. He's weird. All covered in yogurt. Anyway, so he's like, if you're Peter Pan, then fly up there. And if you can touch our kid's hand, then you can have them immediately.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, oh, but I'm not very good with heights.
Yeah, I'm scared of heights, Mr. Hook. And he's like, bah, Peter Pan's good heights. And so, yeah, he fucking tries to climb up and he gets like onto like the... It's not a mast pole, or maybe it is a mast pole.
I mean, yeah, the big central pole is the mast.
A mast branch. There.
A mast branch. It's near the ship gap.
Yeah, and he reaches out. No, he attempts to reach out. And then Jack's like, oh, come on, Dad. It's just a little bit. But Peter's so scared that he doesn't even try, really.
Yeah. I mean, I think because Jack says later that he doesn't try. And I'm like, well, he did try.
He could have just like leapt onto the net.
Yeah, I suppose. That would, God, that, I don't know if I'd have dared do that.
I would. He wasn't that high up. Mm. And the net wasn't that far away.
I guess so.
Anyway, so fucking Hook's like, oh, how disappointing. Kill them all. And the Tink's like, wait, what if you give me like a week to get Pan into ship shop shape and then ship shop shape, tip shop shape, tip top shape, there we go.
Into tip shop up, tits up shape.
Chip shop Jake. And then you can have the battle that you've been talking about. And then he's like, I'll give you 3 days. And she's like, fine.
Yeah.
And then someone accidentally knocks Pan into the water. And Tink, I guess Tink can't swim because she's trying to shout to him, but she can't.
Yeah, she knows there are mermaids down there to sort him out.
Did you notice it in the mermaid bit that you can blatantly tell that it's filmed inside a pool?
No.
Yeah, I just like look. I just happened to look at the background and you can literally see the like edge of the pool and where like the water ends at the top and like the corners of it. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh, I might have to go rewatch that bit now.
It was so funny. It's fucking, yeah, the mermaids like breathe air into him, I guess, and then they put him in a giant clamshell, which I don't know who hoists it up into the air, but someone does, and he ends up on Lost Boy Island.
Yes.
Or the Island of Lost Boys, I guess it's called.
Yes, the Island of Lost Boys.
Yes, and then you see Kiefer Sutherland in a leather jacket. He's like, I think you're in the wrong movie. And he's like, oh, fuck it, it's daylight. Goes up in flames. Our audience will know what that is because they've been to a picture house. Okay. Anyways.
Okay, cool. Tinkerbell wakes up all the Lost Boys and then we have yet another, you're not Peter Pan.
Yeah, you're a fat jam man with big pants or whatever. That boy, you can't talk properly. So then, like, Rufio arrives, right?
Yeah, and they fuck about with him a little bit. Give him a bit of the old Raz.
Yeah.
The old Lost Boy Raz.
Yeah, and then Rufio draws a line in the sand. He's like, I'm the king of this place. Pan left.
I'm the king of the swingers, yo.
Yeah, the jungle VIP. If you ain't got a smoking pipe, then you can't smoke with me. Oh, Chupi Chu.
Peter Pan ain't you.
Oh, he's 5 foot high. He flies in the sky. It's true.
The rest of the Lost Boys are just standing there confused.
Yeah. So, yeah, he draws a line in the sand and he's like, look. Anyone who thinks of this as Peter Pan, stay on that side. And all the boys go over to Rufio's side, apart from one little boy.
Yeah, apart from one kid who takes off his glasses and gives him a face massage. And then it's like, it is you.
Yeah, if I pull your face back, you look 13 years old again. Yeah. So all the boys come and do the same. They're like, oh, it is Peter Pan. And Rufio's not happy about it.
Yeah, it turns out they were just all blind. Yeah. Yeah, Rufio's having none of it.
Yeah, and so Hook is like having like a little bit of an episode back on his ship, and he's like, I'm gonna kill myself, Smee.
Yeah,
I'm gonna...
this scene was amazing.
Don't try this. Oh, so do you want to hear a quick story which we might cut? But
All right.
When I was a kid, I remember being out with my dad, and it was not long after this film had come out. I had quite a few toys from it. But my dad had bought me a gun, like a toy gun, and we was in this clothing shop. And I remember standing by the counter, and I put the gun to my head. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to shoot myself. Dad, don't try to stop me, Smee. Don't you dare try to stop me. And then the woman behind the counter went, you know, that's really not that funny. And you should really stop your kids from doing that in public. And my dad was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah. That's something she was so like disturbed by it, and the fact that she like had the nerve to like.
Yeah, exactly. She's the only one. Yeah. She's the only one who needs to check herself in that story, I think.
Yeah. My dad should have said, look, can you fuck off, mate, and sell me my fucking pair of socks?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Hook is threatening to kill himself, and then...
Yeah, he's like, don't try to stop me, Spee. Don't try to stop me. And then he's like, try to stop me, Spee. What are you doing? Try to stop me. He's like, oh, right, all right, come with that. He's like, I'm trying to commit suicide. What are you, some kind of sadist?
But yeah, then Smee's like, I've got an idea. No, that's it. And he's like, I've got an apostrophe. And he's like, I think you mean an epiphany.
Yes.
And then he's like, What if we make Pan's kids love you? Then Pan will have to see his kids under the thrall of Captain Hook. It's like, oh, it's a dastardly good idea, Smee.
Yes.
Let's start tomorrow.
Yeah, and I love that his idea of ways to make kids love him is just like, give them desks and make a classroom.
Well, to be fair, it works on Jack.
Yeah, it does. Like,
because yeah, he gives them a lesson on why parents don't love their kids.
Yeah.
And then I love this bit because the little girl, like, she doesn't buy into it, and then she gets taken out, and then she's like, and then she calls out to Jack, and she's like, and Neverland makes you forget, Jack. Never forget. Run home, Jack. Run home, Jack. And I'm like, I'm glad that they put this thing in there that Neverland makes you forget, because that's like a little detail which I think people often forget about, like the Neverland mythology, that once you're there, you start to forget your home.
Yeah, it did seem that like there was a lot of foggy forgetfulness happening generally, and I didn't really take what she said like that literally, but I guess it is like, you know.
Well, yeah, because it's why all the Lost Boys are lost, because they literally can't remember that they were once not.
Yeah, exactly, not lost. And like Jack forgets his dad later, and Peter even forgets who as soon as he remembers that he's Peter Pan, like he forgets that his kids are there.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
So anyway, like all the Lost Boys know that Pan is Pan now. So they give him a workout routine to make him Pan again.
Yeah, they've got 3 days. So they put him through a fucking Tough Mudder challenge.
Yeah.
It's like not going to do a lot in 3 days, really. And wax his chest, apparently.
Do they?
Well, no, but it take his... He's topless later and like completely smooth-chested.
Oh, God, I didn't even notice.
And, like,
yeah,
Robin Williams
is hairy.
He's like a fucking
bear,
yeah.
Yeah. So they end up settling down for dinner, and they all have pretend food where they eat air, and it's real.
Yes. Peter picks up the cutlery, and he's like, no, we don't use them. And he's like, why do you have them then? He's like, we have them so we don't have to use them. Which makes so little sense. I was like, all right, fine. I was just like, you know what? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we have them in case one of us missed the haze. It makes it easier to gouge out our defiant eyes. And he's like, wow, okay.
That's why we all needed to feel your face earlier.
Oh, God. So, yeah, Rufio fucking starts like a slanging match with... slanging? That's not the right word. What's it called when you do that?
Insulting.
No, it's got like a s match. Something beginning with S.
Shit talking.
No, it's called something else. Anyway, they fucking start cussing each other out. No, and Rufio's like, oh, you're a sack of a meat-faced potato pie, a donkey-eating, a shit-shoveling, mango-loving schnauzel cracker. And then... and then Peter calls him a nearsighted gynecologist. And I was like, how did that, like, slip in there? And I thought, what a great fucking insult. Oh, wow. But yeah, Rufio fucking, like, gets, like, owned by Peter, basically.
Yeah, he does. Peter's mojo starts to come back to him.
Yeah, and he slices a coconut.
Yeah, they all start to cheer for Peter, and so Rufio's obviously getting all pissy about it, because he's the king of the swingers now.
Yes.
And so he throws a coconut at him during the... What did you say?
With his skunk hair.
With his skunk hair, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a rad skunk because it's red.
Yeah. He's a scarlet skunk, that's better.
Scarlet skunk, yeah.
Scarlet Skunk and the Mischievous Five. That's the new band.
I'm like, oh, we've got to go to Rufio's show.
Yeah, he throws a coconut at Peter. Yeah, and Peter, like, grabs a sword from someone and slices the coconut in thin air. And then the boys go, ah, bangarang. Because bangarang's the, like, exclamation they make when, like, someone acts especially like a lost boy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, he's pissing against a tree. That's bangarang, man. Like, oh, man, he's crying into a pillow because he just remembers he hasn't got a mom. That's bangarang.
And they're like, I don't think you know how to use that phrase, man. Dude, quit bangaranging me.
Yeah. Oh, wow, look, you threw a stick and it did a circle in the air and came back. That's bangarang, man.
And they're like, just stop. Oh, and then we get the scene with the chunky one giving Peter back the old man's marbles.
Yeah, that was really nice. This is when when he gave the marbles back, this is when I first remember, like, proper, like, going, like, oh, my God, and then crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was so magical. Yeah, because he's like, oh, can you give these to Toodles if you see him again? Like, he left his marbles here last time. And it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then he says something about his mum. He's like, you know, like, I miss my mum or something because I can still remember her.
Yeah, like, do you remember your mum? And he's like, no.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah.
Alas.
Yeah, the girl sings a lament on...
I love... That song is one of my, like, favourite ever songs.
Oh, yeah?
And it's like, ah... Oh, and all the pirates, like, enthralled by her little, like, lullaby song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they throw her into the sea because she's a siren.
Yes, and then a shark eats her up.
The water chums.
Yeah, so more sharks come, including killer baby whales and... Oh, it just creates a red sea.
Yes.
And everyone ladles soup from it, like, we shall eat good tonight.
Sea chum.
Pedigree chum. There we go. Okay, so, like, Hook and Jack the next day had this little, like, bonding session over, like, smashing clocks, because Hook's got a fear of clocks ever since, the crocodile, like, I think in the book, like, the crocodile swallows an alarm clock, so whenever you hear the ticking sound, it means the crocodile is near.
Yeah.
And Hook did slay the crocodile and mounted it in the middle of, like, the pirate square with a big clock in its mouth. So every time he finds a clock, he smashes it.
Yes, and he finds Jack's little pocket watch that his daddy gave him.
Yes. And so Hook's like, let's go to the clock shop and we'll smash clocks and you can smash this one. And then he's like, God, smash it, boy. I smash it for every time your father disappointed you. And then he's like, this is for every time you said you would come to a game and you didn't. This is for every time you could have spent time with me and you didn't. This is for every time you, I don't know, what else, what other shit things your dads do. This time you, oh, God, this is time you peed through the letterbox when I was waiting for the postman. This is the time you gave me a sack full of coal for Christmas because you said I was a naughty boy. This is the time you shot my dog and said that's what happens when you don't clean your room. Yeah, and Hook's like, ah, he's mine now.
He is mine now.
But they have a fucking baseball game.
They do have a baseball game, and Peter's, the idea is that Peter's trying to steal Hook's hook, but he gets distracted because Jack's all, like, up to bat.
Yeah, and Jack hits a home run. It's like, fuck, you know, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And everyone's clapping, and Peter's very impressed.
Yes.
And then he walks away, throws his pirate, because he's in pirate costume, he throws it all on the floor because he's sad. It's like, ah. So yeah, but when he gets back to Lost Boy Island, and he discovers a little tree house that he never knew was there before, because his shadow kind of like animates itself and like points him towards like this little like underbush place.
True, yes. After the baseball that Jack hits him on the head.
That would have killed a normal human being.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that is the lightest baseball ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely downplayed the gravity of what would have been that situation.
Yeah. Should have hit him, blood fucking squirted out of his ear, and then he just fell on the floor, and then Tinkat had to use her fairy magic to revive him.
Yeah.
And then he was like, ah, I remember now. There we go. Fixed it. Anyway, so yeah, he fucking, like, he finds an old treehouse that's sort of, like, buried, like, in the sort of, like, boughs of this tree, and Tink's there, and she's like, oh, this used to be Wendy's treehouse. Like, you guys built it for her, and Hook burnt it to a cinder when you guys left.
Yeah, and she's put on a lovely fucking dress.
Yeah, it's all sparkly. She looks like she should be on top of a fucking tree.
Instead, she's inside a tree.
And then he starts like seeing shit, and then he remembers stuff, and then he remembers like basically he remembers like everything, and like how he sort of like was an accident. It's weird how he sort of got separated from his mum. Like somehow his like 9-month-old self, like he heard what his mum's plans were for him.
Yeah, that was so weird. I feel like that bit of the script was written and then like filmed either afterwards or separately or something, because it doesn't make any sense.
I know what you mean, but I kind of like that he sort of like wheeled his buggy away, and that's and then the buggy,
yeah, like, it's like a little baby, and it's like, and I heard that, so I ran away.
Yeah, there was something quite like magical about that, I thought. And then Tink like rescued him and brought him to Neverland.
Yeah,
then he went back to see what his parents were up to, and his parents had forgotten all about him because they had a new baby. I was like, ah, oh, that is like hard, man. But then obviously they didn't forget about him, but they had just tried to move on, you know. Then he discovered Wendy, and it's fucking Gwyneth Paltrow, and he should have shot her in the face with a slingshot and thrown her body in the street, but he doesn't. Instead, he falls in love.
Yes, yeah. Until eventually Gwyneth Paltrow morphs into Maggie Smith.
Yes, with a cruel twist of fate, Maggie Smith becomes... Oh, I can't make that joke piece together in my head. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, one, because he used to visit every year, and Gwyneth Paltrow got older and more annoying. And then one year he came back and she'd become Maggie Smith over the space of 12 months. He's like, fucking hell, you got an old, look at you, I could fucking ladle soup out of your wrinkles. And she's like, oh, Peter, I can't come with you anymore. I got a daughter of my own now. She's Moira. Go give her a kiss, even though she's sleeping.
Yes, I'm 13.
Yes. And he's like, oh, right then. And he goes and gives her a kiss. And I guess that's when he decided to stay in Earthland.
Yeah, I guess so. But then fucking Wendy sends him to live with an American family.
Well, yeah, because she has to, because she can't keep hold of them for that long.
No, I know, but Peter still ended up coming back and marrying Moira.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, all right. I guess they were pen pals.
Yeah, because they didn't have text or email back then.
No.
They had to just throw a note into the wind and hope it found its place.
And whoever the note landed with, that was who you had to marry.
Yeah. Oh, that's how I ended up with Sergeant Bash. Anyway, yeah, and then he remembers the day that his son was born, and that's the happiest moment of his life. And he's like, that's why I stayed in Earthland, because I wanted to become a dad. And then when it goes back to like him in the treehouse, and because he thought he like had remembered his happy thought, he's flying now.
Yeah.
And Tink's like, look at you flying. He's like, wow, I'm flying. She's like, you are flying. You're flying all over the place. Why don't you come over here and fly all over my face? And he's like, oh, Tink, you're still only 5 inches tall.
I mean, if you think you can take it.
Yeah. If you got a snorkel, I'll do it. Yeah. So, yeah, he fucking zooms up through the top of the treehouse and his clothes change midair, I guess.
Yeah, then... I thought I was like, was he always wearing that?
Yeah. It's fucking magic.
It's a fucking magic tights.
Then he flies around the Neverland and fucking flies amongst the Lost Boys and they're like, Pan's back!
Pan's
back! And he does all pan tricks.
Pan tricks.
Like flipping a pancake and frying an egg without oil.
Yes.
And they're like, wow, look at you and your pan tricks.
And playing drums on the back of them.
Yes. Killing your spouse. Yes, everyone's fucking like on Pan's side now.
Yeah. And then we have a little moment where Peter like finds Tinkerbell and she's crying.
Yeah, that's it. And then she's like, don't you remember? And he's like, remember what?
You were going to fly all over my face.
Yeah. So she fucking becomes big. And she's like, I used my last wish in becoming big. So now we can fit together like a Tetris or like a puzzle or like a cucumber and a glazed donut. Then they kiss and he's like, ah. Oh. And she's like, I love you, Peter. He's like, I love Mora. I'm like, you know her name's Moira, right?
Yeah, he says her name wrong there, which is weird. Yeah.
He's like, oh, and Jack and... Is it Judy? He's up
there. Jack and Jill. They're up a hill. Wonder if they ever got that pail of water. Their daughter's name's Maggie.
That's it, Maggie Smith.
Yeah. And so the cycle was complete.
And so the cycle was complete. So Peter's like, fuck, I need to go and find my kids. Yeah. Fuck, I've got kids.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's why I'm here.
So he flies to Hook's ship.
The Lost Boys are mobilizing.
Yeah.
And Hook's about to give Jack some body art.
Yeah, do you know what? When I was a kid, I always thought those little hooks were because he was going to cut Jack's hand off and give him like a little mini hook. And I obviously just never listened to the dialogue.
Well, that's what I thought at first. He was getting those little hooks out. I was like, I didn't think cutting hand off. I thought, is he just going to like give him a hook like to hold? But I suppose,
now he's going to give him an earring, a hook earring. Those earrings would be pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of want one. I don't think I suit an earring, though. I used to have one, and I look like a little gypsy. Anyway, Pan lands, and he's like, I'm Pan now. Jack, give me your hand. Let's go home. Jack's like, I am home. And Pan's like, oh.
Ha, then my work here is done.
Yes. And Hook's like, ah, did you see? He is home. He is my son now.
I have successfully won him over with baseball.
Yes, and jelly beans. And then Pan's like, fuck, I won't go without a fight. It's like, Lost Boys, hooey hoo!
Yeah, what does he say? Zim Zim Zalabim.
What the fuck is Zim Zim Zalabim?
I don't know. It's from something. What's their like war cry again?
It's Coco!
Oh, yeah, crowing is a thing. But no, the word they shout.
Rufio.
No.
Bangarang.
Yeah.
Oh. He's like, Bangarang, dudes! And they'll just show up on their skateboards and flying baskets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot they had skateboards.
Yeah, they start back. It's so weird how so many of the Lost Boys look like little old men. Like, they look exactly like how they're going to look at 40. Then they fucking start battling, basically.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, the Lost Boys sort of show up with their inventions. Fire chicken eggs and tomatoes at them and stuff.
Yeah.
And the Lost Boys end up like winning, though they mostly seem to be using vegetable flinging devices or sort of knocking them over, and the pirates have swords and guns.
Yeah.
Fucking,
it's funny that
fair play.
Yeah. Yeah, Rufio fucking takes on Hook, and then Hook fucking just lances him in the fucking chest.
I thought that was pretty intense.
Yeah, I did too, because it happened so quick and so, like, expertly done that I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't play around, you know?
I like that Hook knew who Rufio was as well. Obviously he would, because like Pan's been away for ages, but like I like that there was a sort of little mini rivalry there as well.
Yeah, totally. So Rufio dies and Pan's like, no, Rufio!
You were just sort of becoming not a complete dickwad.
Yeah, and Rufio's like, I wish I had a dad like you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wish you delivered that better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because it's like, it's such a, like a over the top line that I feel like he should have sort of like in that moment become like a little kid again when he said that, and then I would have like believed it more.
Yeah.
But instead he was like, man, I wish I had a dad like you.
Yeah, I wish I had a dad like you, Zandy.
Yeah. And then he fucking dies and Pan throws his body over the side and a shark catches it in midair. And everyone claps at the aquatic brilliance of nature's most dangerous predator.
Yes. And Peter thinks he recognizes some of his daughter's clothing in that shark's mouth. Yeah. It's like, never mind.
It's like, oh, yeah, fuck, what happened to Maggie?
Oh, yeah, I have two kids. Yeah. I thought I was just here for this one.
And Hook's like, funny story. Let me show you. I made a slideshow. I call it Chum Chum Chiru, the Maggie story. But no, fucking Pan and Hook battle to the death, basically.
Yes. And everyone believes in Peter.
Yeah. Like, I believe you, Peter. I believe you, Peter. I believe in
I
you,
believe
Peter.
I believe in you, Peter.
Yeah. And he's like, do you believe I can fly? They're like, yeah. Do you believe I can touch the sky? Yeah. Do you think about me every night and day?
And they're like, oh, no, this ship's full of children.
Oh, shit, it's R. Kelly. Everyone, no one pee for the next 12 hours. Anyway, fucking he, like, takes Hook's wig off with his sword, and Hook looks like a fucking old man.
Yeah, he
Hook's
does.
Like, let me die with dignity at least, Pan. So Han puts his wig back on. He's like, I want you to go away and never come back to Neverland. And Hook's like, fine. But then Pan turns around to leave with his kids, and Hook lunges forward, and Pan moves out of the way, and his hook pierces the crocodile clock which they've been fighting in front of.
Yeah.
And spooky green smoke emerges.
Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah, and then the like crocodile sort of like partially reanimates and drops the massive clock from its mouth and starts to like lunge forward. And then it lands on top of Hook and eats him. Yeah, I thought that bit was really cool, actually.
Yeah.
I like the way that all sort of came
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I mean, I did as well, but it's one of those moments where you just kind of go like, all right.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes
like
no
it.
Sense, but also I'm kind of fine with it.
And then they look inside the crocodile and they're like, oh man, Hook's gone. Then he says, someone has to be in charge while I'm gone. Let it be you, my fat little friend. And he gives it to the cutest of all the bunch.
Yes.
He's like, wow.
Look after everyone who's smaller than you.
Yeah. I thought that was sweet, but also an unnecessary dig. Yeah, and then he flies off with his kids and lands back in London.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's kind of like the kids, like, appear back in their room. And they're like, let's not wake Mum, even though she's been, like, waiting in this room for us to come back for, like, 11 million years.
Yes.
So they climb back into their bed. And
at least we know we can depend on our mummy.
I was going to make such an awful joke there, and I was like, oh, God, even that's a bit too much for even me. So Maggie Smith comes up and she's like, oh, have you been sleeping in here again, Moira? And she's like, yes, sometimes I feel like I can see them in their beds even though they're not really there. But they are there. They go, Mommy! And they jump up and she's like, oh my God, children! And she cries appropriately, I feel. I liked her in this moment.
Yeah, Maggie Smith offers them all shortbread.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I've glazed it with my special vanilla winter sauce. Eat it quick. I haven't got any more. I'm all dried up now, you see.
This is a priceless treat, you know.
Yes. It's even more pungent than salmon pate. And then fucking Peter wakes up near a statue of himself in a local park, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And then real world Smee is there.
Yeah. He's like, oh, your wife, having trouble with the missus. Ah, well, yeah.
I'm only pulling your leg, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me pull your leg back to your ass.
Oh, God. And Tinkerbell's on the statue and she's like, oh, remember that kind of feeling that where you're not sure whether you're awake or asleep yet? Or whether you're still asleep or awake
yet?
Yeah,
remember
yet?
That feeling between being awake and asleep where you still remember dreams? That's where I'll be waiting for you.
I'll be waiting for you forever. Forever and ever and ever. And then she disappears into the sunlight.
Peter's like, well, that was weird.
But I kind of liked how it was all sort of like, kind of a little, like in that moment, it was a bit sort of like ambiguous to what actually happened to him, you know, like in a way. Like in that moment, it was like it could have been all like a dream where he'd gone out that night to look for his kids and then fallen asleep by the statue kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Even though it's not possible, I kind of like that's the kind of vibe I got from that moment. You know?
I suppose so, yeah. We don't really see his journey home exactly. He sends the kids flying home with Tinkerbell's juices. It's like, I'll be right behind you.
Yeah, he does get home and he sort of comes in through the window.
Yeah, after having a little romp with the dog.
Yeah, that was inappropriate, I thought.
Yes, and he finds his phone.
Yeah, that's it, and that guy Brad is still on the phone. He's like, Ben, you've been waiting all this time.
Neverland, yeah, Jim Hook, duel to the death. I'll tell you about it later.
So when he gets back inside the nursery, he hugs everyone, and then his phone rings again. And he throws it out the window, and I'm like, man, what's the point of even like digging it up in the first place? And you just gonna fucking throw it back out the window.
Yeah. Yeah, she says, like, yeah, he says, to what's his name on the end of the phone? He's like, you ever want to know what it's like to really fly? And then throws the phone out the window. And then the little girl comes up to him and goes, make me fly, daddy.
Well, if you insist, little Maggie Sue in Lissa by night dress, swings her around, and then whoo, out the window she goes.
Mother's just like, no,
I only just got her back.
She just needs to think a happy thought. She'll be fine.
Yeah, and then Maggie recognizes that he's Pan again. He's like, oh, hello, boy. He's like, oh, Maggie Smith, how old are you now? She's like, oh, I'm 25. And he's like, you do not look it.
Yeah.
And then they hug, and then Toodles comes into the room. He's like, Toodles, I found your marbles. He's like, oh, my marbles. And then he puts each one in his mouth and then chokes them and dies.
And they're like, ooh. Well, I say. Then Maggie Smith crumbles to dust.
But Liza comes in with like a Henry Hoover strapped to her back and she's like, it's the same every year.
Just got to put a couple of drops of water in there. Resculpt her from the clay.
Just like when you have dehydrated egg. Yeah. Add a bit of water, put it in the pan. There we go.
Maggie Smith from Concentrate.
Oh, God. Like fucking Toodles empties the marbles over his head because there's like pixie dust in there, apparently. And he starts flying. And Moira is not like dumbstruck by this. Actually,
yeah.
Like, dumb.
Yeah, she's not.
She should have like fallen to the floor in disbelief, I think. I mean, the others are like, wow.
Yeah, she was just happily grinning at it like the rest of them.
Yeah, she was like, wow, this is what happens when you put mushrooms in your tea, I guess. She looks down. She wasn't hugging her kids at all. She was hugging a stray dog in a postbox.
I'm married to Peter Pan. Yes, dear.
Yeah, as Phil Collins carts her away in his police truck.
What a cruel prank that was.
Ah, oh, God. And then, yeah, Toodles flies about London, does a little pirouette around Big Ben, and the film ends with magic aplenty.
Yeah.
Magic Ganoog.
Yeah, there's end of the fucking film.
End of the movie. Yeah, what a magical movie. I was pleasantly surprised at how much I still enjoyed it. I really, really liked it.
Yeah, I really, really liked it as well.
Yeah. It's a pity they can't make a sequel now.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, what other reason would you have to go back to Neverland? I guess Hook is dead after all.
Yeah, I feel like a sequel would maybe feel a little forced.
Yeah. Unless it was Tiger Lily who wanted revenge now. For the years of oppression that her people suffered in Neverland.
As soon as Peter and his people arrived.
Yeah.
Now they just run their casinos.
She's like, I'm rich as fuck, but it doesn't make up for everyone in my family who died of smallpox. Anyway.
Yes, or this single piece of litter floating by in the wind. Single tear.
Yeah. Alas, come back next time, guys, for an even more special episode of Poorly Read Adler Movies.
Yes.
So yeah, I've been Gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And, I don't So now I guess a dehydrated Maggie Smith. Dehydrated Maggie Smith. Au revoir.
Au revoir.